Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to an HBO podcast from the HBO Late Night series, Real Time with Bill Maher.
Okay, here we are on CNN. She is a psychology professor at San Diego State University and author of Generations, Dr. Gene Twenge. Welcome back. He is a CNN political commentator and host of the podcast Uncommon Ground with Van Jones. You all know Van Jones from CNN. And she's a political commentator and author who now writes her own column, Unsafe, on Substack. Ann Coulter is back with us. Okay. So here are the questions. What are your thoughts? Oh, this is for you, Van, probably because you were the Green Czar. Remember when you were the Green Czar?
I do remember.
Okay. What are your thoughts on the tactics of environmental activists who throw soup at the Mona Lisa and disrupt traffic? They also glue themselves to things. And is there a better approach to advocacy? No, there isn't. That is the one that works, and it's solving the problem in record time.
No, it's sad because all that crap overshadows the people who are doing the real work. We got a bipartisan bill done under Biden. Young people worked their butts off for that, and they did it the right way. They knocked on doors. They did it the right way. They get overshadowed by nonsense. And I think we need to really lift up, you've got this generation that really does care. They're trying to be constructive. You do have red states that have clean energy, jobs that are growing alongside the jobs that I like a little bit less. It all gets overshadowed. Some idiot blocks traffic, and that's all anybody talks about.
Why soup?
I don't know. It's vegan soup. No, it's vegan soup.
Okay, what are the panel's thoughts on Alexei Navalny's death and President Biden's statement that Putin is responsible? Predictable and obvious would be my two answers to that.
I think it's horrible that I had a lot of hope. You know, CNN did the Navalny documentary, and so a lot of people I work with really got a chance to know the guy, and they say he's a real deal, kind of like a Mandela for Russia, kind of waiting in their wings, and you just kind of hope that the guy lived long enough to maybe bring that country back around. And, I actually shed real tears this morning.
What do you think of Tucker? I mean, you used to be friends with him, right? I mean, going over there and
giving a lap dance to Putin?
Basically, just, I mean, parading himself for all these years as so pro-American and then going over there and basically saying, this is the really good country, Russia and this guy, and not bringing up any of his crimes. What is his motivation? Can you get into his head a little from
there? No, I'm not a huge fan. I don't know. I think a lot of what people do on both sides is motivated by seeking money and fame. Mm.
But what? This is the way to do it? This is how? I mean, couldn't he still be on Fox?
Look, I mean, he went over there and said, you know, Moscow is this amazing city because the trains run on time.
Right.
I'm like, isn't that what they said about Hitler?
And Mussolini,
Mussolini, yeah. Like a fascist. Like, right. Yeah, okay, so the trains run on time, but people are being literally, you know, killed in prison because they have an opinion. That's not a great country.
I think you can say that people are motivated by money and fame if they were on Fox News. The Fox News that then had to pay $700 million in defamation. Mm. I would say you can read it on my Substack first or wait for Fox to pay a $700 million defamation judgment.
All right. Gene, what explains the gender divide in politics? Why are young women skewing, I've read this, more liberal, like by 30 points? Then young men are getting more conservative and young women are getting more liberal. What is your generational view on that?
Yeah, so, I mean, that's from a big national survey of 18-year-olds. And young men have become considerably more conservative over time. Young women, a little bit more liberal. So there's just a growing gender gap when it comes to that. the why question is always a hard one to answer in any of this type of research. It could certainly maybe have something to do with abortion rights. It may also be on the right, the existence of Andrew Tate and some of those commentators who try to make masculinity into this almost game that young men may be responding to, even though that's maybe not the way they should be going.
Well, I think it gets back to your thing about technology. Technology changed so that what used to be brawny stuff that men did that made them feel like men, that's not what matters in a information society. We're an information society now. The jobs that women do and are better at, they're better at communication, they're better at cooperation. That's why they're doing better in the workplace. That's why they're doing better in college, right? So the men feel lost.
And
then they turn to idiots like Andrew Tate.
Right, and their military service isn't compulsory anymore.
Right.
So instead, it's video games.
I also think that there's something happening on the progressive side that it feels like almost all masculinity is considered toxic.
Right. Right.
And so I think the young men may not feel welcome. Like if you're
just, true.
In other words, I don't think it's so much of a pull of an Andrew Tate, though that's playing a role. I think it just may be a push. Like if you show up and you want to be just like a regular, guy's guy, you just may not be eating enough kale and doing enough yoga to fit in on the left.
That's true. Just being a man is a little suspect. Yeah. No. And I think this winds up being not good for women either, because I don't think women like that. Well, I mean,
right.
I mean, the rhetoric may be one thing, but at the end of the day, I know we're all gay and we're all fluid now and we're all trans and but a lot of people are still the old school.
The old school from 12 years ago.
Well, there was a default setting. Right. And a lot of women, I think, still want a man to be a man. Not an abusive man, but just a man.
Yes.
Yes. I remember, hey.
You're canceled. How dare you?
Yeah, I remember when my mother was a widow the last 15 years of her life, she was always, unhappy, and she said, I just miss male energy. I need male energy,
mm-hmm.
So plenty we got, good thing we got plenty of it right here on the panel. Van, does AOC supporting Biden mean the rest of the squad will help progressives line up behind him? Well, I mean,
I just really don't know. And I think that this idea that there's a squad is a little dated. And the reason I say that is because, when they first got there, these were the new kids on the block.
Right.
They're not the new kids on the block anymore. And AOC is a rising star in our party. She's almost seen by some of the younger people as more of an establishment figure, as hard as that is for people in my age group to imagine. And they're going to go their own ways. They have they represent different districts. I'm glad that AOC is supporting Biden, but I don't think she's going to be able to snap her fingers and get the rest of progressives to do anything they don't want to do.
Hmm. What do you think, panel, of the report that Trump told his advisors that he wants a 16-week abortion ban with an exception for rape? For him. We make little jokes. We make little jokes. But gentle chiding and good kidding. It's all in good fun. But apparently this is his way to... because this, to me, I thought, maybe not still true, but I think still true, is going to be the Achilles heel for the Republican Party in the next election. I mean, they caught the car. They finally did what they wanted to do for all those 50 years, and they overturned Roe versus Wade, and people don't like it.
At all.
Women don't like it. Men don't like it. Everybody hates kids. I say it all the time. It's true. Everybody hates kids. Everybody wants kids.
Speak for yourself.
No, people don't want kids. They certainly don't want ones they don't plan for. And so what do you think? Is this a good compromise, 16 weeks? He said, I picked it because it's... this is only a secondhand thing. He told his advisor. But he's apparently picked it because it's even. It's 4 months exactly. Like, that should even come into... thank God we all hate him, right?
I think you're clearly right. This abortion is really hurting Republicans. I don't think you can blame all Republicans for this. I'm glad it was overturned by the Supreme Court. I think I'm a pro-life zealot. I think it was disgusting to call that a constitutional right. But it has been sent back to the states. That's all we ever wanted. And guess what, fellow pro-lifers? We're getting slaughtered. There have been 7 direct-to-the-people votes. And the tiniest right. restriction on abortion loses overwhelmingly in Montana, in Kentucky, states
Kansas.
That Trump won, but Kansas, 20 points. And it isn't Republicans per se, I think, pushing this. It is these pro-life zealots who just, they don't care. I'm going to be pure. And did you see my write-up in the Catholic Insights magazine? And, you know, you guys, you're like the corporate Republicans who will not give up on their cheap labor. We have to tell them, we can give you some things, but we can't give you everything, or we're just gonna lose.
Well, what a great way to end this segment, because I got 5 seconds. Perfect timing. Thank you, CNN. Thank you, panel. We'll see you next week.
Catch all new episodes of Real Time with Bill Maher every Friday night at 10, or watch him anytime on HBO On Demand. For more information, log on to HBO.com.